produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello and welcome to Dad with Coach K. I am your host, Transformational Coach K, and I'm so honored that you have tuned in with me today. I am so grateful to share this platform with you and hope that something is shared that will inspire, encourage, and empower you along your journey. Today, I want to talk to you about chasing destiny. I know many of us have seen shows like Sunday Best, American Idol, The Voice, America's Got Talent, and so many other shows where people near and far come to chase their destiny using their gifts and their talents. And they have to go through a process, and they're judged in the same process in order to get to one winner. And so I remember watching Kelly Rowland's reality show, Chasing Destiny, some years ago, in her pursuit to create the next big girl group. If you don't know who Kelly Rowland is, she's a part of the big girls group, Destiny's Child. And so you see that she searches many places for young ladies that are not only talented and hungry, but has something special and are ready for the journey ahead. The process for these young ladies is very difficult, challenging, and downright rigorous and extreme. But it's to push the limits and to see what they can do and what they are made of in a condensed period of time. If they can make it through this boot camp that she's putting them through, as she narrows the numbers down from thousands to five, then once the grooming and the real work begins as a group, then they should be able to make it through the brutal world of the entertainment industry. As I watched the show, I realized that when you're chasing destiny, it takes hard work, determination, and confidence in knowing who you are. Going after what you want is a journey in itself, and this journey teaches you about yourself, your limitations, strengths, and your weaknesses, as well as what makes you unique. You even learn to depend on a higher power because it will get you through those difficult times and you will feel like giving up and quitting. But then something clicks, the lights go off, the elevator hits the top floor, reminding you that you're here for a reason and it's your time. You can do this. You begin to see just what you're made of and capable of doing. You begin to see the lengths you'll go to ensure that you reach your destiny. If it's late night working, you'll remember it's worth it. If it's persevering through a workout or being hurt, you'll remember you're worth it. If it's being let down and disappointed or getting rejected, you'll remember it's worth it. If somebody helped you through this journey, that may have had some connections or just encouraged you, you'll remember you're worth it. It's worth it and so much more. Nobody will want it more than you. Nobody can grasp your God-given vision like you. So if you don't put in the work, then who will? You'll never know until you try. And it's worth the risk and the leap forward. So begin that journey, that self-reflecting and worthwhile journey of investing in you and chasing your destiny. I was reading Matthew 8 not too long ago, and Matthew 8 is about faith and believing in God. It talked about how Jesus healed the man with leprosy, and the man said, "If you're willing, heal me." And just like that, God was like, "I am, so you're healed." Then you had the Roman officer that was paralyzed, and the superior officer came to Jesus and told him what was happening, and Jesus said, "I will come to you." And the officer was like, "Nah, Jesus, no. As a superior officer, I tell my soldiers to go and they go. I tell them to move and they move. I tell them to do this and they do it." Jesus was so amazed at that, that he was like, "Wow," and turned to the disciples and said, "I've never seen faith like this." So Jesus told the officer, "It's done." Basically, because of your faith, because you believe, it's done. He had did so many other miracles and healings, like Peter's mom, where he touched her hand and her fever was gone. He cast out demons out of people and their sicknesses were healed. And then there was another one where Jesus cast the demons out of people. And the demons were like, "If you're going to cast us, send us to those pigs." Jesus said, "So be it." He cast them out and they went into the pigs, and the pigs went down the hill and they all drowned. Matthew 8 also talks about being on the boat and the storm was raging. They asked God to calm the storm, and God was like, "Ye of little faith," but he still calmed the storm. So when I read this, I thought about whether it's sickness or something else, you have to have the faith to believe. You got to have this faith that is going to be done. Just like the lady with the issue of blood, she didn't need to fully be in his presence or talk to him. She was like, "If I could just touch a little piece of his garment, I'm going to be all right." She had faith enough to know. She had, that real good faith enough to know that she was going to be all right. And just like that, she was healed. God felt her and she was healed. He didn't feel her touch his arm or anything, but he felt that little touch of hers as she touched that little piece of his garment. He felt something and she was healed. So we just have to have the faith in spite of our situation, in spite of what we're going through, in spite of how we feel, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of whatever. We have to have the faith to know that God is working it out. He's working it out in our favor. He's turning the situation around. If it's healing we're looking for, God is going to heal us. He's going to heal us. He's right there with us. Sometimes he'll do it just because he's God and to show you exactly who he is. Trust me, some more. Or he's telling you that he wants to show you so that you can believe in him. He's saying, believe in me. Trust me. Trust the process. I am who I am. I just need you to believe. Sometimes he'll do works just because, but then other times he's just waiting for us to do our part, to maybe just ask him or to talk to him. God, I need your help. God, heal me. God, I need your help. Take over this situation. Some of it is that he's just waiting for us to either talk to him or to make the step of God, whatever that step looks like. I'm going to trust you. God, I believe. God, I have the faith. And if we don't, it's not that he's not going to do it, but it's just sometimes he wants us to take the action step or that leap of faith because it'll strengthen us in the process. And wanting us to not idolize the miracles, but to bring us closer to the man who does the miracles and the man who blesses us continually, the man who gives us favor and all of the things, all of the other things that he does. What do you have faith for as you chase your destiny? What do you believe in God for as you look at the vision, at your vision, as God downloads to you his destiny for you, his vision for your life? What do you believe God for? Do you have the stamina to sustain and go through a rigorous process, to go through the ups and downs? Do you have the belief in God to say, no matter who turns their back on me, no matter what doors shut or how many doors shut, I'm going to trust you to know that you've got my back and that no man can close a door that you have opened? What do you have faith for? What do you believe in God for? Do you believe that he's working it out in your favor? Do you believe that he's turning it around for you? Do you believe that no matter the reports of the doctors or the lawyers or whoever it may be, do you believe the report of the Lord and the promises that he has given to you, that he said he will do for you? Whose report are you believing? What do you have faith for as you chase your destiny? I have faith, and I'm going to stand in the gap and have faith for you, for your destiny, for your dreams, for whatever it is that you've laid out and not even asked him for. I'm believing it for you. Trust him. Believe him. Trust the process, because it and you are worth it. What do you have faith for as you chase your destiny? Well, we've come to the end of the show, and I appreciate you joining me. If you'd like to connect with me, you can follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Transformational Coach K, and For Life Coach K on Twitter. That's the number 4, Life Coach K on Twitter. As well as you can follow the DAB, which is Discover, Activate, and Blaze podcast. That's the DAB podcast on Apple Podcasts. If you have any questions or you would like for me to answer them, please email me at connect@lifecoachk.com. Continue to be great on purpose. Until next time, I am Transformational Coach K. Be blessed. I
I've got a destination in my view. The road may be bumpy getting there, but I'm pressing through. I will enjoy this journey, no matter come what may. I'll become better and stronger and wiser every day. I've got a vision and a purpose, a divine destiny. It may not look like it right now, but faith ain't what I see. It is the things I hope for, believing that it will come. And no matter how long it takes, I know God's will shall be done. His will is that I prosper. His will is that helping me along the way. He's perfecting everything about this old girl, making me brand new in every way. So I'm singing hallelujah. I'm not what I used to be. I believe I'll sing it again. Hallelujah. I'm not what I used to be. I'm following Jesus every day to reach my destiny.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.